about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Well, anyway, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm on the phone line. We have some problem with the equipment here coming to you as we normally do. So we'll just see if we can wing it for a while. Anyway, we had a guest lined up here, and his name is Byron Wine. He's been with us a long time ago. Byron Wine deals with energy and energy alternatives, and he has a website, byronwine.com. Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, wine, like the drink, one word, .com. And on his website, if you peruse it, which apparently I can't anyway because of my service here, he has a number of listings having to do with energy alternatives going back a long time, way back to the, to the previous century or more, with the oil industry, the gasoline engine, Ogle engine, other inventions, and so forth. And we're trying to get him now, but right now, for whatever reason, his line is busy. So he may be online and have dial-up, and we're not able to get him. But in any event, I'll just wing it, and hopefully we will connect at some point. And if you want to comment on anything pertaining to energy alternatives, you certainly may. But the other thing that we certainly would like to talk a little bit about tonight has to do with the North American Union again and how this Invasion USA amnesty bill that Bush and the leadership of the Congress here seem to be pushing and demanding enactment, demanding the so-called comprehensive reform, is something that is meeting with very big opposition, as you know. Not only industry people and, of course, people from the left who are pro-illegal immigration, but also many organizations and people who see this as the death knell of our nation. And, of course, your calls have made a big difference. You have done wonderful things with the calls that you have made. You have made a lot of calls to your senators particularly, and your congressmen as well, your House representatives. So, what's happening? Well, I'll tell you. What's happening is growing opposition all quarters. So that's good news. All right. So we have our guest finally. We have Byron Wine on the line. Is that right?
That's
okay.
Correct, Mike.
Hi, Byron. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We tried to get you, and I guess there was a problem, but we finally got through to your phone. And
oh,
I'm having trouble as well with our equipment. So I'm on the phone line instead of being with the ISDN line that we normally come on. So hopefully you can hear me and the listeners can hear me just as well. And we'll continue, Byron.
I hear you fine.
Good, good. One of the things is you've been here a couple of times, and it's been a long time since you've come on. And I know you have gotten quite a bit of response when you have come on. And I can't access your webpage in front of me right now since I, too, have a dial-up situation. But you might want to tell us about your webpage that I just mentioned to the listeners and the kinds of things that you have brought to the attention of web browser people.
Well, not only web browser people, but lots of members of government and the media. And, you know, all this information is out there. For example, 200 years ago, one of the early automobiles was run on the water. They used water for fuel 200 years ago. And now our present leaders are saying hydrogen fuel is 20 years in the future. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
I've got a lot of documentation on there. Shell Oil Company in 1973 was doing 376 miles to the gallon. Recently, I talked with the person who now owns that automobile. It's a highly modified automobile. And, you know, this has all been done. And yet we're saying we can't improve fuel economy and we're dependent on foreign oil. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. And in your estimation, what's the reason for it, Byron?
Politics. Politics is the reason. We have the technology. We don't have the will to do the job.
Certainly don't have honest politicians. That's an oxymoron, I guess, in and of itself. That's true.
So, well, we have some honest politicians, but where
they
are, not offhand, though. But I have a dartboard. Maybe I can throw a dart at a name and come up with something.
Wow. Well, anyway, the fact is, as you point out, there have been so many different things that most Americans probably are still not even aware of unless they get on your site. And unfortunately, this energy is being used as a weapon of control, as you know.
Absolutely.
That's the whole purpose of it. You say politics. I would add to that the politics of control.
Yep.
And that's the name of the game.
Yeah, I think Lindsey Williams wrote a book about that. With that.
Yes. We have him on regularly.
Yeah, he's a great man. I'm glad
yes.
he's doing it.
And he's documented everything. He was there. He sat in on the boardroom discussions, and he knew then what was going to happen and as it's happening now. And now we're seeing gasoline go out of sight, and all of this is designed to bring about a change in the American people's lifestyle, as well as the whole world, isn't it?
Yep. Did you have that ridiculous survey they were taking about how high will gasoline have to go before you stop driving?
Yes, I didn't take it. No, I wouldn't waste my time. But
a lot
of people did.
I think there was a whole put up by the oil companies to find out how much the traffic would bear.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is, Byron, is that we have reached that point where right now it's pretty safe to say that oil, gas, at least gasoline, can climb to almost unlimited length and height, and most people will continue their same driving habits.
Well, they don't have any choice because we don't have public transportation.
Well,
they have to drive to get to work, most people.
Yeah, I think, well, they're changing jobs. Some people are getting jobs closer to home and so forth, but jobs are not too plentiful either.
No, I know about that.
As we see. And so this change is taking place, this meltdown of the middle class in America is part of an overall bigger scheme of things, you see?
Yep, and I agree.
Since we talked last year when you were on the program, your website must have taken a heck of a lot of hits, huh?
Oh, yes, it has. There's a considerable amount of people watching. I haven't done a stat survey on it for a couple of months. The last time I looked, it was over 2 million.
Wow, that's a good chunk. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I just wish.
What do you owe it to? I mean, the people are now finally getting a little bit concerned, even though they're still driving and they're still buying gas at $3 and $3.50 a gallon. You think that's the reason? Getting a little angry, a little anxious, maybe?
No, I owe that to programs like yours, because it's very difficult to get any kind of publicity in the media about this.
No. Isn't that amazing, huh?
No.
I wonder why, huh?
Well, people are not supposed to know about this stuff, because they might start asking questions.
Yeah. Ridiculous scenario with the corn being used, and we have the mix, as it's called, in gasoline, which is an absolute joke as far as I'm concerned. Makes no sense whatsoever to me.
No, in fact, if this information got out, the people might start asking why 4 years ago in England you could buy 104 mile per gallon diesel and you can't buy it here.
I don't even know that you can import a car from anywhere that would get that kind of mileage, can you?
I'm not aware of it either. All I know is that they were available in England, and also 94 mile per gallon VW Audi diesels.
Right, exactly.
They were available 4 years ago.
Right.
And 23 years ago, Peugeot was advertising a 72 mile per gallon vehicle. You couldn't buy that here either. So the technology is there. It's been developed. And we got a political problem. And the people need to get on the members of Congress to get this thing resolved.
Yeah.
I sent a copy of my webpage to every member of Congress who was on the energy subcommittees, both House and Senate. I heard from two people. The rest of them, I heard nothing. And that was over 90 CDs I sent out.
Yep, right. I remember.
Yeah, and they don't care.
Oh, they certainly do not. And the only thing they care about is getting reelected. And if enough people were to raise holy hell, you know darn right well they'd sit up and take notice. But enough people are not. They are complacent. They are willing to go along, pay almost any price. And nothing is said about that. More negativity is expressed about their favorite ball team losing the game than the rising cost of energy. Unbelievable, Byron.
That's right. And also, what's that program, America Sings or whatever?
Yes. All right, we've got to take a break, Byron. Stay with me, ByronWine.com, our guest. We want you to get on the line and tell us what you think. Look at the site. Questions for Byron? Give us a call. 1-800-313-9443 with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sound much better to you now, Byron, or not? But hopefully
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Good. Excellent. Well, anyway, we do have callers and questions that people have for you on energy, gasoline, the engines involved, and so forth. And I'm going to start off by going right to the phones and take a call, 1-800-313-9443 is the number. Okay, let's take first, we have Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Thank you, Rick. Very generous, magnanimous of you to take me first.
Well, you are first. That's why.
Well, thanks, sir. Did you hear the debates tonight?
No.
Watch them.
What debates?
Well, they let Ron Paul say a few words. And he was
You're good. Aware that we have a guest, right?
Well, no. Actually, I'm not. Rick.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a guest, actually.
What's our Rick?
We're speaking about energy, but it ties right in. We're speaking with Byron Wine, and the fact that the Congress and the government lies to us about energy and lies to us about inventions that would solve all of our energy problems, and they don't want to hear it. They're not interested. So I'm sure the question of what we've been talking about and the fact that we have a contrived energy shortage came up, right? It must have come up in the debate.
We have a contrived shortage, Rick, because I can't hear your program. I just called in blindly or
That's
whatever.
All right.
But what I would like to say is there's no possible way we have energy in Anwar. We have energy everywhere. If you listen to Lindsey Williams, we have more than enough energy to do anything that we possibly need to do for the next 200 years. And I'll have to agree with your guest, even though I hadn't heard him say a word. But this is all a scam. It's to make money. It's all about money.
Well, it's also about controlling us, not just the money.
Well, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, we have to be controlled. We have to pay $5 a gallon for gas or whatever. I understand that. And my short arrival here, I'm very aware of the problem, right? It is all contrived, and it's all, we need to make you do this because we have that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to
respond to anything he said, Byron? Byron? Can you hear him?
Yeah.
I don't know if we even have Byron anymore.
Byron can hear me.
Byron?
Byron.
Did we lose Byron?
Hello, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick, are you there?
Yeah, yes. I couldn't detect whether you could hear our caller, Doug.
Yeah, I could hear Doug okay. And you guys mentioned the debates. Seems like we got three candidates or three publics. We got the Democrats, Republicans, and the Council on Foreign Relations running.
Hmm.
Right. If you look at the background of the candidates, you'll find that most of them are CFR members.
Yeah. Or fellow travelers. Yeah. Absolutely. I think we're well aware of that. Any other comment, Doug?
Yeah. The only reason Ron Paul is not, I think he's loved by the people. He's awakening the people, and I love it that, he's in a debate and this, that, and other, and they give him worst camera shots. They give him everything they can do to put this guy out of action. But he's what the American people really want, and Ron Paul's the man. He's the guy that's got it going. And
yes,
they hate that. But he's not kosher.
Absolutely not.
He's not kosher.
No, he's not. Okay, thank you, Doug, for your input. Appreciate that.
All right.
And I'm glad you picked up right away on the subject. Good to hear you. We have a break coming up, though, Byron, so let's get ready for the break. And then when we come back, we have Joe and whoever else is on the line. We'll take you at 800-313-9443. All is well now, at least radio-wise, so we can hear you. You can hear us. And this subject is probably with the invasion USA, the most important issue that we can deal with, because energy is, in fact, the lifeblood of any country. And without it, and without affordable energy, you know what happens to that country and that society. And that's exactly what the CFR plan apparently is, to liquidate American independence and the middle class. We'll be right back. Byron Wine, my guest, byronwine.com. Rick Adams, More just ahead on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, we're back now, and I'm supposed to tell you that, because I'm the last to know, everything, but we are moving. Republic Broadcasting Network is moving. We're moving. Let's see. Our new address is Mexico. No, I'm only kidding you. Honolulu? No, no. Doug's Farm in Texas. I don't know. We're moving, and I'm going to give you the new address in a short time as it's coming up on the screen soon. But meanwhile, we do have a bunch of callers for you, Byron Wine, on this most fascinating, most interesting, and most shall we say, debated subject of energy, and it's probably what you have on your website is the best-kept secret, I think, in all of the media land here. So let's go to the phones once again. We have Joe in Texas now. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Good. Good to hear you again.
Yes, Byron, I wanted to make a comment first and ask you a question. I'm on a co-op. I'm in, you know, basically people who are on a co-op really own the electrical situation, man, their needs and things like that. But I know that the government needs to explore, I want to hear your comments, the government needs to explore the solar power thing, because when there's a man out there that has a generator that can produce 3,000 volts using the sun, and you know, we only have two congressmen representing us regarding the energy thing, man, that I think there needs to be no more exploration. And I haven't seen your website, but I will go to it. And but with a co-op, I mean, in the wintertime, Byron, what I pay, and I guess I'm blessed and it's fortunate, and I believe it's God too, but I pay in the wintertime maybe, man, $50 a month in my electrical cost. And in the summertime, using a 2,000 BTU air conditioner, I use maybe $90 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with a line extension, mm-hmm. which means putting in a pole and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how are we going to get these congressmen, Byron, to understand the other sources of energy? That's because I hate to say this, Byron, I did work for Halliburton when I was a young man before I went into the military.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know what Dick Cheney's up to. I know what Bush is up to. I mean, they're in Russia. They're in Central America. And, I could talk to you all night, Byron, but I'd like to hear your comments, sir. And Rick, God bless you, brother.
Well, thank you, Joe. And I accept your apology for working for Halliburton.
Yes, sir.
It's all right. We will forgive you.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate that. Okay. Well, Byron, you know, he's telling you nothing new, obviously, but, you know, the question comes up again. How are we going to get these people in Congress to listen? And quite frankly, that is a frustration that, as you know, has never been, we've been doing this now for the last few years, right? And we made any progress at all?
No.
None?
None. No,
okay.
I've been trying for 26 years.
I like an honest answer. Thank you.
To get some congressman to do this. Now, years ago, there was a bill passed to implement hydrogen technology. This is when Congressman Slaughter was my congressman at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Congress didn't fund the bill.
Right.
So nothing happened. It's
the fact of the matter is you hit on the nail on the head. You know, the Council on Foreign Relations, they run these committees, they run the Congress. The last thing they would like to see is America where it was generations ago, and that is energy independent. They don't want the United States to be independent of the action in the world because they run the world.
That's correct. Now, back in 1975, there was a study done for Congress about how to take over the world's oil fields.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the name of that study right now, but I'll find it and I'll email it to you later on.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, it's a plan, and it's like a 30 or 40 page document they did on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my congressman, all I could get was a small part of it off of a non government website. And I've asked my congressman where I can find the complete text of this study. And I haven't heard from him yet.
No, and you won't. You
probably
won't.
Probably not.
But the fact
that
people
need to put pressure on Congress because
but you know, we say this and we tell them this all the time. They are doing it finally with the Invasion USA, because now it's costing them their jobs and their taxes and everything. But you know, it's been a long time in coming. And frankly, I just think that politically speaking, no matter what we do, it's going to be too little, too late. I see, you know, everything collapsing. I see this North American Union coming. I see this system in place for controlling us. And I think the time will come when it's going to take Americans armed and ready to take action to regain, restore, and once again bring back their freedom. I don't see it happening through the halls of Congress ultimately. We win some battles here and there, but not ultimately.
We probably need another Tea Party.
More than that, yeah. We could throw instead of the tea bags, we could throw the oil and down their throats, maybe. Huh? Make them drink a barrel of oil or something like that. Crude oil. That wouldn't be a bad idea, would it?
No, I don't think so.
But the fact is, you know what it is? You have just said it. I say it every night. Fact is that the number of people who will pick up the phone, who listen to me, for instance, even the number who listen to us, and we know we have many, many, many hundreds of thousands of people who hear my voice. How many of them will even dare pick up the phone once to call on any issue that we've talked about, whether it's the hate crimes bill, whether it's this bill here, the immigration so-called reform bill, or whether it's the North American Union, or whether it's energy prices? They assume somebody else is going to do it for them, and that is not going to happen. If, you know, years ago, a man, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a political activist on the right. He said if we had 10,000 activists in every congressional district, we could change this and we could change that and we could make a big difference. Well, that was the plan. And you know what? It never happened. It just never happened. And unfortunately, it's going to take much more action than just 10,000 people in each congressional district constantly making life unbearable for their congressmen and their senators until they sit up and take notice. At this point in time, these guys and gals, Byron, are living high off the hog, and quite honestly, they don't really care, as you've said. They really and truly don't care about anything but maintaining their positions.
Right, and getting reelected, you're absolutely
right. All right, let's take more calls now, and our number is 1-800-313-9443. Let me give you the address, by the way, the new address of RBN, where you can communicate and correspond with us, and that address is, I guess it's effective right now because the move is on, and it is RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's Double Creek Boulevard, separate words, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That stays the same, okay? Round Rock, Texas. So that's the new address. I'll repeat it again later on. Let me now talk to, let's see, we have Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed. You're on the program with Byron Wine.
Yes, thank you, Rick, for having me on.
Yes.
I happen to know something about electricity, and Ken, there was an advertisement for Ken Solar. He was advertised on RBN.
Yeah.
And got me interested.
Right.
I bought a bunch of panels from him.
Mm-hmm.
Sanyo panels, 200 watt, 16 of them, which would give me 3,200 watts.
Mm.
Oh, I had an installer install them. He did a very good job, very knowledgeable. Not every electrician can install those things. Has to be an expert on that. So I have them up now and running, 3,200 watts with an inverter, and in fact two inverters, Sunny Boy, and they're going to the grid. And what happens is that if you don't use too much electricity, actually the meter spins backwards. So I'm very happy. For 4 or 5 hours, the meter has spun backwards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have off-the-grid two panels, which are going to be a little bit different. They're going to be either 200-watt, to charge my batteries, to go to an Outback charge controller to my batteries. I have four batteries, 6 volts in series and parallel. I think Brian knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I want to ask him his opinion, because New Jersey has a good program for rebates. I want to ask his opinion. Does he think I'm doing the right thing?
Absolutely. I wish I could do that.
Well, I sold some investments, so that's where I'm going this way. I know electricity somewhat. I've done electrical work myself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell those people, those inspectors. Install the fans. I can install outlets and what have you, 120, 220. So I'm just saying, if you feel I'm doing the right thing and I should maybe someday invest more solars.
Well, it wouldn't hurt, but the sun's going to be there as long as we are. When the sun's gone, we're going to be gone. You were speaking about driving your watt meter backwards on your house? I was down in Mobile, Alabama many years ago, and Joe Newman had a machine up on the stage. This machine was doing work. It was pumping water between two buckets because it had to do work. At the same time, was driving the power meter backwards. Wow. So there's lots of ways to do it.
That's great. So, you know, I just wanted to tell you this because I supported RBN through Ken Solar, and I'm very happy I bought these panels. And someday I can install on those inverters, from what I understand, they're 1,800 watts each. I can install, from what they told me, maybe five or six more panels. They're very economical inverters. So in the future, I might install more. I feel that's the way to go. And I am saving, and the rebates in New Jersey are going to be, of course, they take a long time to get, mm-hmm. but you're going to recoup. Plus, there are certificates. I don't know much about these certificates you get, but you do get some kind of certificates back, and you can sell them in the market. I don't know what it is. I'll have to find out more. Plus, you save on electricity. So the rebates stay 6 months. To a year. New Jersey pays roughly 40% of your investment. So I did it ahead of time because I sold investments. So I could have waited, but I didn't want to wait. I wanted to save some money. So as far as what you said, I should be very comfortable with this setup, correct?
Oh, absolutely, sir. It's a great thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. Okay.
I know.
I wonder how Ed is coping with the automobile in addition to home energy. That is a question that obviously is on everyone's minds. You know, right now, the prices of milk here, where I am and all over the country, I'm sure, are going to start increasing dramatically for those who drink milk. And need milk and so forth. I don't drink it myself for the most part, except in coffee, which I shouldn't have anyway. But, you know, the products that are affiliated with milk and dairy are also going to be affected. And one of the reasons is the cost of fuel, cost of gasoline, the cost of food. All of these things are rising dramatically. And as you pointed out, these topics do not even get asked or broached. When these so-called debates take place, it's like they don't exist. They simply don't exist. And here we are seeing the spiral, this increase, Byron. And yet, you on your site, your website, ByronWine.com, go back and tell us what really and truthfully, I think we all know in our heart of hearts that we've had the solution to this problem for, well, God knows how many decades now, even a century or two, and things like the Ogle engine. You bring that up to a congressman today, and he'll say, what's that, a new cereal? You know, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Yet this Ogle engine has been around for a long time, this concept, right?
Yeah, in fact, I went to meet the congressman things a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned cars burning water for fuel, and he looked at me with his eyes rolling.
Yeah. Oh,
you
absolutely.
You realize that process is on the space station.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At least he doesn't want the public to know he realized that, if he does.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. I saw a video a little while ago. This man has figured out how to burn salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he can burn salt water, he can run a steam engine, which is what the atomic power generators are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no residual radiation with burning salt water.
No, none at all. You yourself have been, qualified to speak on this. You've been, what, a science background yourself?
Well, it's technical background. My background is broadcasting.
Okay, but still, engineering and technical matters have been your forte.
Yep.
So you have to know a little bit about energy in order to be able to broadcast, be able to put out a signal and power. And of course, then you get into other areas as well. So I'm looking at your website as I'm talking to you and going down the countless references that you have here. And this is just absolutely astounding that we are literally captive of these these lobbies and the oil industry, and there's absolutely no need for it, none.
No, the thing is, the information that I have on my website is available to other people if you just get on the Internet and look for it.
Yeah. See, the pain level hasn't gotten that bad yet. That's the key right there, Byron. When people can no longer afford to buy food, and they can no longer afford to eat, and they can no longer afford to drive to work, then they get a little bit excited, you see. Yeah, start asking why.
You know, unfortunately, Rick, some people are in that situation already, and they've got to, you know, choose food or heat in the wintertime.
Yeah, and they're not congressmen or women, that's for sure.
No, of course not.
Those pigs, huh? Unbelievable. Let's go back to the phone, and let's talk to Scott in Virginia. Hello, Scott. You're on the program with Byron Wine.
Hi, sirs. Mr. Wine, sir, about that Ken Solar stuff, would you recommend something like that?
All right.
Sorry, I don't have
give him a chance.
Thoughts.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. That way there you can relax and get the question in again. And, Byron, you could answer it. All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Byron Wine, my guest. ByronWine.com. Get on the site. Rick Adams. Be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
back again now. And Scott in Virginia, you're still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Scott. Ask your question again for Byron.
Yes, sir. What would be a good way to get power when the darkness comes with the spiking of gasoline? I'm hearing reports about it going up to like $5 a gallon. I was looking at that Ken Solar website, and they have this portable solar power generator. Do you think that would be any good? I know nothing about electrical power. I'm a computer tech by a trade, so it's like...
Scott, I'm not familiar with that product, but it's probably sold with a guarantee. And I would think if you contact those people and ask, or have you sold others that I could talk with those people, that they'd be happy to give you some addresses.
Okay. Okay,
sounds
like a good idea.
Very good. Okay, Scott. Thanks for the question. Very good questions, you see. And now we'll move along to, let's see, I believe we've got Jim in Minnesota next. Hello, Jim.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
I got an interesting question on the carbonizing up of vehicles, but a little historical thing. I understand in 1919 or 1920, there was a depression. And DuPont came along and bought out the largest shareholding interest in General Motors, and that in, I think it was 1928, Henry Ford somehow aligned his stock with IG Farben. And I think there's an interlocking between these moneyed interests and the oil companies and the refineries, and I think this goes back 80 years. But anyways, here's my question. A friend of mine was talking to a petroleum chemist from Europe and, who worked in the refining industry in Europe, and he was speaking to the effect that in Europe they take their raw petroleum, which is a lighter grade, better grade than what we're using here, because nobody wants our dollars, and they're putting it through 7 or 8 processes, whereas here in America, and this has to do with something that was put in the 1950s called planned obsolescence. We didn't want vehicles to last 200,000 and 300,000 miles, so we purposely wanted to carbonize them up, and so they purposely under-refined our gasoline and our diesel fuels so that a vehicle would only last so long because they, you know, once they get all carboned up from inside the engine and then from what we have now, the catalytic converter back up through the tailpipe, the cars just didn't work right. And that's my first question. I wonder what Byron's thoughts are on the refinery problem or the refining of our fuels in America.
Well, I know back many years ago in the Pogue carburetor, he was doing 171 miles per gallon, and the gasoline was refined differently. And they were heating the gasoline to vaporize the gasoline, and they reformulated the gasoline so he couldn't do that anymore.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing games with us.
The refiners are, but see, the refiners are owned by the same people that own the oil companies that own the car companies. They're all interlocked.
If you look at the bottom of my page, I've got a listing of CFR members all the way down to the bottom, and you'll be able to verify that.
Yeah, I had a second question.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming right up. In 1 minute, we'll be back with the second hour of the program. Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, Byron Wine, my guest.
With recent